Hey, what's up? It's Ambrose WB. This is the Fit for Purpose with Ambrose WB podcast. This is episode number 4, and the title is Two Types of Lazy. Two Types of Lazy. So, again, these little 5-minute freestyles are based upon conversations that I have with real people or things that I read. And this week I got reached out to by a good client of mine who was asking about doing 2-a-days. So the idea is there's a goal. At this point, I don't know what the goal is, but the question is, what do you think about 2-a-days? And if you know my philosophy, prescribe the minimal effective dosage for most of the times. That means doing the least amount of work to get the most reward. Believe it or not, that might seem like it's lazy, but I think it's working hard and working smart. So after talking back and forth with this friend of mine, client of mine, what it came down to is figuring out what's the work that needs to be done that we're trying to work harder in a different area, mainly exercise, to circumvent doing the hard work in, which is usually going to be either nutrition or lifestyle. Those two things go together, right? So the first type of lazy is probably where most people fall under, right? I think most people work hard. You know, I think people say, oh, someone's lazy, or people are lazy, this group of people are lazy. I don't really believe that. I think most people work hard. I think what ends up happening, though, is the hard work that most people do is the very baseline minimum. It's what they have to do in order to survive, right? So I got to go to school, right, if I'm a kid, right? I got to get a job if I'm an adult. I got to leave the house to walk my dog, you know, things like that. They're very basic, right? So that's the one type of lazy. Here's where people that I work with the most fall under. The people who are lazy, who do the baseline minimum hard work, when it comes down to doing what's harder and necessary to reach their goal, they don't do that. Does that make sense? Let me go back, right? So they're already working hard, right? So let's take this client for instance. She's a great business person, great mother. She's great in the gym too. She's great in the gym too. Right, so that part is done. So type of lazy that everybody is, right? But it's actually working hard. The next level though is doing what's hard but necessary to reach your goal. And I think she's gonna do a great job because some people just need to have some accountability, which I'll wrap it up with that at the end, in order to reach their goal. So the hard part is not working out more, but eating better. And not eating better, but drinking less. Which means that we may have some hard conversations with our friends who maybe aren't working hard in the gym, who don't care about their body and their health, but can sabotage you and your success, right? So for example, my lazy is finances, right? I know how to do them, I just don't do them. So what I usually do, I don't do them until I need to get some help. By that time, I'm in the hole, so I end up paying an accountant or hiring a consultant to help me out with it, right? Because my workout stuff is easy for me, nutrition stuff is easy for me, so is my stress management piece. So mine is typically conversations around finances, right? That's my lazy. So got about a minute here. I'm gonna wrap it up for you. Everyone has this, right? So don't think I'm picking on this friend of mine or myself. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, you have to find out where you're lazy at, you know, find that resistance. And I guarantee you, if you can get into that resistance, that's the thing that's gonna take you to the next level. And for me personally, all I like to do is hire a coach, hire a consultant, hire an expert, because when it comes down to it, I just don't like to do that thing. If I'm left up to my own choices, I'm just not going to, right? So if you're being lazy, you know, first of all, identify it, and then two, make a plan to actually lean into that uncomfortable zone. That's it for today. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.